Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Dealing with bureaucracy after the death of a loved one. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. My mother and father died 6 months apart, nearly 9 years ago, but I still remember the day, months after their deaths, when I tried to handle taking care of their estate. And I had to deal with someone who was an uncaring bureaucrat. It's the reason why I always encourage people, if you are going to deal with the business of the death of a loved one, do it on a day that you are particularly strong and fortified. Otherwise, your spirit can really be wounded. Mine was. I called and told them that I needed to let them know about the death of my father. The woman told me that according to her records, my father was already dead. She said that my father predeceased my mother. What? They were wrong, but she wouldn't listen to reason. She was steadfast in telling me the order of my parents' deaths, despite me telling her the truth. Call us back when you have your facts straight. That's what she said before hanging up the phone. I sobbed uncontrollably. I knew, of course, when my parents died. The Social Security Administration records were wrong. I did not do anything further regarding my parents' estates. I was immobilized. If you are the surviving family member, be good to yourself by taking the time to heal and become resolute. Then, when the time comes to deal with the business of death, you're at your strongest and people can't bully you into a frame of mind to make decisions that aren't necessarily going to be beneficial in the long run. I talk more about this in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.